Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today as we continue to salute all 20 of the area stars in four different categories that are competing for stars in agricultural production, agribusiness, ag placement, and agriscience for Oklahoma FFA. They interviewed on the 1st of April before a set of judges in the four categories. Then we had the opportunity to sit down and visit with them for a few moments. This week, we're visiting with the stars in ag production, our star farmer candidates. The Northeast area star in ag production this year is Aubrey Layton of the Veneta FFA chapter. Aubrey, tell me a little bit about your farming program.
So I raise show pigs. I have been doing this since I was about 10 years old. It started when my brother got two crossbred gilts for his birthday, and then it's kind of grown from there. I kind of took it over and started showing them. And then together my dad and I started raising show pigs, and right now I have about 10 sows.
So tell me about your sow herd.
So mainly I have Durocs and Yorks. I've had a few crossbreds, a few Hamps, but the Durocs are my favorite, so I kind of stick with those. And then my sister likes Yorks, so we raise those as well.
So as you've been able to grow this over time, what sort of skills have you had to learn to be successful?
Sure. So one of the big things that I've actually had to learn is time management, because my ag teacher keeps us pretty busy, and then other things with like classes at school and things like that, I've had to learn how to care for all of my pigs and take care of them the way that I need to, and then balance all of my other things as well. And then, of course, just things like showmanship and regular things that you'd think of when you think of farming.
So if you're raising show pigs, you've got to sell them. Tell me about the marketing.
Right. So first I started out by just reserving producer slots at local sales and kind of in neighboring states with people that I knew. And then as my operation started to grow, we've actually started doing online sales through showpig.com and platforms like that. So that kind of helps us market our pigs on more of a national level, I guess you could say.
Right. And, of course, you're kind of the northeastern corner of Oklahoma, so you've got access pretty easily, to Kansas and Missouri for sure.
Yes, sir. Actually, last weekend I was at a sale in Kansas, and it was maybe closer to my house than most sales in Oklahoma that I go to.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
So in FFA, of course, I show livestock, and I've done a little bit of livestock judging, but also public speaking is my favorite thing. Right now I'm speaking in the agribusiness category, and so that's my favorite thing to do. I also do ag communications, which is like a journalistic writing, broadcasting CDE. I have an agri-science fair project for the first time this year, which deals with Roundup and some of the chemicals in it. So we stay pretty busy at Veneta. We also have a catering team, which I help cater some of our events.
So tell me about that catering team.
Sure. So I'm not as involved with it as some, but we have to prepare all of the food at the school. And, of course, depending on the event, we either have to take it and plate it all and serve it just like at a restaurant, or we set up buffet-style lines and serve them as they come through. Normally what we do is some sort of meat and potatoes and then a vegetable and a salad. And everything that we serve is usually things that we've grown in our garden, or some of our students that raise livestock have produce the meat.
Tell me about what you think FFA has done for you.
I think FFA has definitely helped me grow as a speaker and as a leader. There have been times, of course, when I first started FFA when I was pretty uncomfortable with speaking in front of people and meeting new people, but through all of the events that I've been involved in, I've kind of been able to come out of my shell and get to know more people and things like that.
What's the plans after graduation?
So after graduation, of course, I'm going to college, and I'm thinking right now about majoring in either some sort of journalism or strategic communications, so I can do maybe public relations, advocacy, something like that.
Thank you, Aubrey. Aubrey Layton from the Veneta FFA chapter. She is your Northeast area star in agricultural production. Northeast area star farmer. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.